and welcome to Universal Energy Radio, the Abundant Power Hour. My co-host is here, Anita. Hi, Anita.
Hey, Anna.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Awesome. Well, Monday night, good. It's a good time. We're shifting. We're moving. We're doing good things. Woo! And I told you earlier, we've got folks in the queue. I love that. We have someone already raising your hand. If you are in the queue,
yay,
just let you know. Push if you're not raising your hand, push one, and your hand will be raised, and we'll take you in the order that happens. So I just wanted to let you know that. So what's up?
Well, I thought maybe since I've been doing a lot of this, we'd talk about decluttering maybe this evening. That's all right with you?
Yeah, that's fine. You want to take a call and talk a little bit about that?
Sure.
People come in? Or?
Sure.
All right, because that's important to talk about, too, how people, we can understand that. All right, we'll take our first caller, area code 607. You're on the air with the Abundant Power Hour.
Hello, my name is Nicole from New York.
Hi, Nicole from New York.
Hi, Nicole.
How can we help you?
Are you taking, psychic questions tonight?
Well, Anita generally has her cards ready to roll, and she can pull a message for you, and we can try to work with you on your question. Yeah. Is it something specific you're looking for?
What is coming next month for me?
Okay. Nicole, may I ask you, you want it just in general, or do you want it around career or family or love?
General.
Okay. All righty. I think with that question, I am going to go with my mystical wisdom. So we'll get some wisdom about what's coming to you. It sounds like, Nicole, to me, you don't have to tell me any specifics, but it sounds to me like you're anticipating something. Would that be correct?
Yes.
Kind of what I'm getting from you that, and you're saying 2 months, so I'm assuming you're either knowing or hoping it will come in that time frame. I feel like this is something you've been thinking about for a while. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. I just get things that come to me while I'm shuffling, so. Seeing if we get a jumper here, if something just pops out for you. If not, I'm going to pull a card. Ooh, one almost popped. We call it a jumper because a lot of times cards will pop up and just pop out of the deck. All right, so the card that popped out for you was New Beginnings. So I feel like this is going to be something new for you. And I feel like it's there's a lot of colors in this card, and I feel like it's going to be a fairly large change for you. I am feeling that it's going to come before 2 months. And I'm feeling a lot of activity around this. So, again, not knowing what it involves, but I'm feeling a lot of activity around it. And I'm getting a sense that it's not something that you're particularly going to be doing on your own. There's going to be others involved.
So, can I just tell you my birthday is next month?
Ah. Okay. So, are you expecting something big or?
It's not really about my birthday.
Okay.
Well, it is. But you want to know how it will go, you know, just how the month will go. And, well,
okay.
I'm expecting something with my finances.
You're expecting finances?
Something with my finances. I know I'll get money
mm-hmm.
for my birthday, but.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do feel it's something very positive, but I don't think it's something you're going to be doing totally on your own. There's going to be somebody helping you or assisting you or, you know, helping you with the process. But, again, I feel a lot of activity around it.
So, well, what's your birthday? It's March?
3/26/1992.
The month and the day are my son's birthday. That's pretty cool. Do you know what your life path is in numerology?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, Nicole Ammons is that.
Okay, what I'm getting is 505. I'll verify that. We'll also see what year you're in so that we can kind of guess, not guess, but it kind of gives you a guide to how things are showing up. And let me just verify this here. Yeah, so you're our life path 5. So life path 5 is freedom through change. So, Anita, sounds like, you know, yeah, who you
mm-hmm.
are, things can change and shift. You're actually, you know, fairly okay with it. Sometimes, you know, it can be like, oh. But when things show up for you, you can, you know, straight up 5, you've got changes that go on. Freedom through change is almost is your mantra. Actually, I'm a 5. I'm a different 5, and how they explain that is we use all the numbers prior to and reduce it down to one number. So what I did is I just add all your 3 plus, you know, plus 2 plus 6 plus 1 plus 9 plus 10 plus 2. So every number in your name, and to reduce that down to a 5. So you like to have variety, like things that are exciting. You like to travel, I know, because I'm that person too. And you like meeting new people. You like when things show up, new experiences and new adventures. So I'm just saying that about personality-wise or how you live your life. Generally, I'll say this, either you're living true to your number or you're not. And generally, if you're not living true to your number, you've probably got some things going on, like you're not being well and things like that. So that's a whole nother conversation. But as far as where you're at, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the month, March, and the 2 and the 6, and that boils down to 11, which boils down to a 2. The year 2020 is a 4 year, so I'm going to add 4 to that. And you're in a 6 year, you're going into a 6 year. So right now you're in a 5 year. So some things are, did some things happen for you this past year from your birthday to your birthday, like some very different things, some changes, maybe something like a big shift for you or a big actual, you don't have to tell me what it is, but it's this year is you were a five in a 5 year, which a friend of mine who we call the psychic bartender, she talks about that being you like crossing over your destiny. And what she means by that is something big happens, and usually in that year, you know, a lot of changes, and they might not be things that you want to celebrate and party, but they're going to change. And if you can look at it as it's changed for your highest and greatest good, that's different. But there, I'm guessing some changes were made. Now, this going into the six is more about, we talk about family, we talk about love. The number six is more like a home number, so it's a little calmer for the five, and it's more about family. And that family can be, it can be your blood family, it can be people that you're close to and things like that. So I kind of wanted to get a vision of where you are and what that's happening as far as your numbers go. I mean, you're okay with change. And Anita was saying that she felt like some big changes are coming, and that there are going to be a lot of people or other people around to help you. And I feel like that's what that six is. It's about working with others and doing it from a place of joy and a place of love. So I'm not sure if all of that together helps you as you move into your 6 year from your 5 year. Hello?
You still there,
yeah.
Nicole?
Yeah. Oh. So, Anita, sum up what you said. You said lots. You said changes coming up in the next month. And there'll be people around, correct?
Yeah, I felt a lot of action in people.
Okay. I don't know if that helps you at all, Nicole.
Oh, I'm kind of wondering about the finances for next month.
Okay. I don't know. Anita, do you have any, you've got anything on that? Like, can you tap into?
Well, I personally don't feel like there's any problem with finances. But I will pull a card on that. You may want to listen in to our shows because we do give a lot of tools for changing your thoughts and feelings, Nicole. So that things just manifest naturally for you. So, you know, if it's a concern for you, which I don't feel concerned for you, but if that's where your thoughts are going, then there's things to do when you have thoughts around that can shift your thoughts and feelings around finances.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so the card that I pulled is actually from, I don't know if you're familiar with Abraham Hicks, but she kind of, she does a lot of talk, but the deck is Money and the Law of Attraction. And the card is talking about time, actually. So I don't know if time is a concern for you around money, that you never have time to make enough or you never have time to do what you need to do to get the money. You know, these are just things that are coming up that it's involving more time than the money.
Well, in time, I'm afraid my money will be shut off.
Okay.
Because I have assets on it.
Yeah. Well, I think it'd be good then for you to follow our show, because there's, I don't know if you were here last week when we did the show.
I don't think so.
Okay. We talked about doing a little exercise all this week where you take a rubber band or bracelet that you can switch from arm to arm and change your words around that, around what you just said. And I'm not going to repeat what you said because it was a statement that I don't think it's for your highest good. So the way I would word it, like when you just told me what your concern was, I would have said cancel, clear, delete. I would have taken the bracelet off one arm, put it on one wrist, put it on the other wrist, and I would have said, I'm grateful for money coming to me in expected and unexpected ways.
I like to pray the rosary, and that's usually when I say I am grateful.
And that's fine, too. I think what Anita was saying was when we say we have a fear of our money getting cut off, or we have a fear of not having enough, there's a sense of lackfulness that we energetically hold. And if you understand that, like it doesn't feel good, but it also, it literally energetically pushes away your abundance. So it's in shifting that you say, you could say if you're doing the rosary or you're doing, you know, in that moment that you have this fear that my money is going to be taken away, turn that around to I appreciate the money that I have now and for what it gives me, and shift that energy from a place of fear, which is a lack, like I'm not going to have it,
mm-hmm.
to a place of I have it right now and I'm appreciating right now. Because what we're hoping that people understand is we create our experience based on how we feel energetically. And if you're walking around and all of a sudden you get this, oh my gosh, I'm not going to have my money, then you've got to realize, you can feel that in your body, like that whole thought creates sort of a tightness in your body and everything else. So what you want to do is you want to shift that in that moment. And Anita uses that technique of cancel, clear, delete. And then what she does is she has that that bracelet that you can remove and puts it on the other arm. It's just a way to remind you that
mm-hmm.
you had that thought, but then now you're becoming aware of that thought. And when that thought comes up, you can release it and let it go and not sit with it. Because sometimes we sit and we worry, and that doesn't do any good for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as the money goes, if you continue to worry about it and you continue to have mm-hmm. a fear of losing it, then you will bring that into your experience. And that's what we're saying, because we create that. So the only examples that I can really talk about are examples of, I know people who can't stand their jobs, and all they do is complain about their job. And then 2 months down the road, they don't have a job. They either got let go, something happened with the business, something happened that they let go of their job, but all you heard was, I don't like this job. And in that moment, if they could appreciate what they did have and what that job did for them, like if you appreciate the money that you are, that's coming in and what it's doing for you, and you're appreciating that, then you actually shift the energy within yourself and you attract more of it. So to say no, your money's going to be cut off, or yes, your money's going to come in, check in with yourself. Because I can say right now, if you continue on the path of I'm afraid I'm going to lose it, I will tell you down the road that at some point you will lose it. If you start shifting your energy right now to I appreciate what I have right now and I love the abundance that's coming in and really feel that and know that, then guess what? More of that's going to come in. And that money may come in different ways. It may be that you receive another way of having a flow of abundance into your life, or receiving gifts or whatever it is. You'll start seeing those things show up and you appreciate those more. So as you appreciate what you have and that experience and abundance that you have now, you actually pull it to you. You're actually attracting it to you. So that's the little shift. Like when I usually – yeah, go ahead.
Well, no, I think it's very important, Nicole, for you to feel through what you're feeling. I'm not telling you to ignore your feelings.
Yes.
But just begin talking positively, like Anna's saying. You know, you could use the rosary.
I'm accepting the change, really. If it happens, it's okay. If it doesn't, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, sir. I can say this to everybody listening. The only constant in our life is change. Whatever that shift is,
right.
It's how we handle it. It's how we handle it.
Right.
And, Nicole, when you called in, I got a sense that you have – you not knowing even, like, your number, my sense for you was whatever comes into your experience or, like, you can make it happen. You figure it out and you make it happen. I felt that
mm-hmm.
– I felt a confidence, I guess, when you called in. And I thought, oh, okay, and so you're asking about general – and it's like it's just a shift of attitude, really. It's a shift of thoughts. It's a shift of attitude. And so as you started allowing more information, it was like, okay, that's what I call, and I think Anita would call it too, it's a subtle shift. It's just, you know, I can't say we can't. Most of the time it takes a while for us to get to a place where we're thinking, oh, I'm afraid I'm going to lose that. Well, it's going to take a moment to say, yes, I appreciate I'm in gratitude, and
right.
if we take those small steps every day, something small every day to our goal, even if that's just a thought of, I really appreciate what's coming in for me right now, I really appreciate this money,
right.
I really appreciate how I can live my life, that's going to change the whole game. So
right.
that's what I'm saying to you, because obviously the answer is, in general, is that, again, it's, you know, we can say for right now the feeling is, you know, yes, you're going to continue to get the money. And I can't control what you think about tomorrow. So that's why we talk about how you are in charge of you and how you can shift
mm-hmm.
it. Because we can say today, like Anita can tap into your energy, and I do it to some degree. I don't claim to have that major I say I'm an intuitive. I can intuit energy. And what I like to say to people is you have absolute full control over that, and I feel like you do. I feel like you can get that. Like when you're doing the rosary and you're doing your gratitude or your appreciation with the rosary,
mm-hmm.
that's powerful stuff.
Hey, thank you for the
that's
money
powerful
continuing
stuff.
To come in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when you keep on that path, that's the path that's going to keep the money coming in. Okay. When you stop yourself by saying, I'm afraid it's going to get cut off, that's when you actually cut it off. So know that that's
right.
the energy. Feel that within yourself and say, oh, you know, if you want to use cancel, clear, delete, use that. Say cancel, clear, delete. I know it's coming in for me and I'm excited about it. And it is exciting
mm-hmm.
to be living this life right now with this
mm-hmm.
money coming in right now. Get excited
mm-hmm.
about it. Because when you get
and you
excited
could also
about it, you throw
say-
out.
Yeah, you could also say I'm excited about it coming in or something better because you
yeah.
don't know there may be something better waiting for you also and you're concentrating on this one thing. So.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for
thank
calling.
Thank you, Nicole. Yep, and happy almost birthday.
Yes.
All right, thanks.
Those subtle shifts that move us in a certain direction, and I think it's powerful stuff when people get
yeah.
that, and you can get it within yourself
yeah.
and get excited about it. Yeah, wonderful, mm-hmm. wonderful stuff. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right, shall we take another caller? Wow, board's
oh,
up.
Sure.
Cool. Hey, everybody. All right, area code 610.
Hello, Anna and Anita, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Who's this?
This is Tata Tot.
Oh,
Tata
Tot.
You
called
us
a couple of shows
yeah.
ago. Yeah.
Hi.
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 What's up?
What's your question?
Do you guys are you able to see, like, anything related to, like, previous lives? I'm curious about any big or small details of previous lives of mine.
Oh, like past life regression? Have you done a past life regression?
Yeah,
I don't either. I've done some past life regression hypnosis sessions, but never just into that as far as just tapping in and getting that information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
But thanks for calling.
Can I ask something else?
Oh, sure.
Sure.
Okay. I had a good conversation. I felt it was good, you know, with, like, I found out I have three spirits following me, and, you know, one from birth, one from when I was 8, and one from when I was 16, and, you know, I always also know I have, like, two angels with me, so, you know, I was talking to them today, and they were responding. I was wondering whether, you know, can you confirm that, you know, the angel of knowledge came with me from birth, and the angel of heart came with me, you know, in 2017, 18-ish.
Let me ask you this. Have you asked your energies that are with you, are they for your highest and greatest good?
You know, I don't trust spirits' answer if they do say it. Like, I don't trust it, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's, you know, as far as I can see, is if you feel like you have any energies around you, and this goes for everybody, you can say, if you're not here for my highest and greatest good, I need you to go. That's number one. The second thing is we all have energies around us that are here to support us no matter when they come in, whether they're with us at you know, a young age. And my feeling is most energies have been with you your entire life. Those guardian, you can call them guardian angels, you can call them, you know, whatever label you want to stick on that energy that's with you. I feel like they are a collective. You know, you're saying specifically 3 and 2. I don't get that. I get a collective of energy that comes in. And sometimes that energy may or may not have just energies that are kind of hanging out. And it's like, if you're not here for, I do that every day. I do grounding. And I say, you know, if you're not here for my highest greatest good, you need to go. And my sense is that you have a collective around you that to support you, and I feel like you should ask them if they're not there for your highest and greatest good to let them go. It doesn't, and Anita, you can jump in if you want to, but I feel like it doesn't matter whether they were with you from the age of, you know, 1 or 17. I feel like they've been with you. If they're there for your highest and greatest good, they've been with you your entire life. You just might not have experienced them or felt them come in until a certain point in your life. And I, you know, again, not having, you know, I know people who do hypnotherapists that do past life regressions. And that's something that you may want to look into. I don't know the area that you live in, but you might want to just see if you have any hypnotherapists that do past life regression, and maybe that's something that would help you get to the core of some of the stuff that comes in for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, a couple of days ago, I looked at the energy of these couple of spirits that I knew were around, and you know, they don't seem to be any suspicious, you know, bad spirits. They are, like, I was just curious about, you know, what are their likes, dislikes, and life experiences. And it turns out that many of their life experiences and likes and dislikes are what similar to mine, you know. And a day later, I found out I had another spirit, and, you know, I tapped into her, and she had the same, you know, likes and dislikes and gifts, you know, and, like, they told me that I could do some things that could like tap into more of their gifts that we could channel with each other, and I would have these gifts more, you know. They told me, like, I have a specific spirit named King. Like, he helps me with, like, psychic readings, you know. He's good at psychic stuff, and he just told me you have, like, 24 spirits around you and 2 angels. I was just feeling really bad, like, because I just had a huge argument with my mom and grandma, as a result of speaking to the angel of knowledge, and asking for guidance. But I did get, like, a large realization afterwards. I'm just, like, I can't believe you have to go through, like, so much, you know, fighting to get to a realization. But, I mean, I guess in the end, I got the really great, like, realization, you know. So that was, like, a little bit, you know, confusing to me because, like, yeah, it's not all peaceful. It's,
yeah.
Because I would like peace, you know.
Sure. Well, so like I said before, when you are saying you're asking questions for us to tap into your angels, first, I wouldn't do it because I only want to communicate with energies that are for my highest and greatest good. I'll keep going back to that. So, and I don't feel like energies would create chaos. I think the energies that would create chaos are something that I don't want to be around. So I would choose to release those and let those and ask them to leave. And to me, that's the important part. And I don't, I personally have not heard anyone say I have specifically these numbers of angels and energies around me. They mostly have collectives. Maybe one stands out, that kind of thing. But I personally, I don't know. And it's not a realm that I really truly mess with except for grounding myself. So I don't know, Anita, if you have any more insight on that, but I really think you might want to look up a hypnotherapist that does past life regression that can help you with some of that as well.
Yes, I would agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, King says, you know, you have this many spirits because you are very accomplished.
I think we're just saying, tat-a-tat, that this is not really what this show is about, because we cannot help you with that. Anna can give you the advice about if, you know, something's bothering you with them, to ask them to move on. But it's not something that really we're doing on this show. So
I think I recommended the book Opening to Channel to you last time, and I don't know if you had an opportunity to look that up. It's Oren and Dabin, and you can actually go to their website, anybody who's interested in really the etheric and really doing things for the highest and greatest good, because those that are for, I feel like, the highest and greatest good wouldn't bring chaos into your life,
right,
and wouldn't specifically, because it's not, my feeling is my guides are not here to tell me anything specific. They're here to guide me. If they're here to tell me specifically, then that's a whole another thing about my life. But it's Oren and orindaben.com, orindaben.com. If anybody's interested in channeling, they have a book called Open to Channeling. And it really gives you some guidelines that helps you. And I read this book. I was gifted this book, you know, 10 years ago when I started getting into all of this. And it really is about your own well-being with energies, because the energies are out there. And so we get to choose who comes into our experience and not. And my feeling is, if you've got some energies that are telling you, and I didn't hear that they were creating chaos. I know you said you had an argument with your mom and your grandmother. I don't feel that those energies are there specifically to create arguments or create chaos in your home. So, again, I recommend the book. I recommend grounding yourself. I recommend asking for them to go away if they're not for your highest and greatest good. And you have a choice whether you want to listen to those energies or not. That's your choice. And I would specifically seek out, you know, someone that you can, you know, talk to if you talk about past life regression, someone who has experience in that and get some insight on that as well.
I just want to clarify that, like, the realization I made as a result of the argument was so major, I feel like I'm going to have way more arguments in the future if I didn't make this realization today. I usually have arguments without guidance, you know, like, you know, it usually feels bad without, like, angels helping, but today, because of their help, I feel like I made a realization that's going to prevent, like, future being hurt. I feel like I literally have been hurt, you know, literally at least 10,000 times by, you know, like, through interacting with family members. And, you know, I feel like it actually ended it today because I'm smarter because of the realization, you know. So I don't think it was, like, a bad angel, but, yeah.
Yeah. Again, those are choices. If you have an awareness because you had something that came through, you channeled through, you know, that's great. If it's something for you, definitely if it's something for your highest and greatest good and can lead to now a more peaceful and loving relationship with your family, those you're connected with. I understand that and I get that. But do take a moment and I think I might, did I lose you here? No, you're here. Okay. Do take a moment and check out orindabin.com and see if, you know, if I don't think they have the book on, they have it online. I don't know if it is in Audible or any of that, but I really feel like it's something that you should listen to be able to kind of clarify some of the energies that are around you.
Okay, I'll definitely look into it.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you. And thank you
for calling.
I think
I kind of like checked it out a little bit, but yeah, I'm going to look again.
Okay. I just really clearly feel benefit from it.
Oh,
well,
right, thank you guys
so much. Okay, thanks for your call.
Yeah, it's important that we acknowledge, you know, for those who are super sensitive, and I know she's super sensitive, to acknowledge that. Just be very clear about what energies you allow to come through and what energies you allow to give you guidance, because that's important. The energy should not specifically tell you. And in my opinion now, I'm telling you my opinion, and I'm not, you know, I am not the end-all and be-all here of energy.
Yeah.
But this is, yeah, you're right. This is about empowerment. And to me, if you have energies that are not, that are disempowering, I think there's an issue there. So definitely pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right. We are going to go to our next caller. It's area code 860. Hi. You're talking to the Power Hour. How can we help you?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Who are we talking to?
Who is this?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes,
I can hear you.
Hi, it's
yes.
Milagro Taveras. Can you hear me?
Yes,
yes.
We can
What's
hear
your
you.
First name?
It's Milagros.
Oh, hey.
Milagros, okay.
Yes,
hey,
Millie.
Milagro.
You can just call me Millie.
Yeah,
hi.
Hey.
Okay. How can we help
so
you?
So I have a question. I've been at a standstill lately for the few months with my healing business, and I was doing a lot of inner work, and now
mm-hmm.
I feel like I don't know what direction to go into with doing my healing work. So I was asking for some guidance or direction.
Okay. Do you have any suggestions while I pull a card for her? Is it okay if I pull a card for you, Milagro?
Yeah, whichever card you feel would be good.
I'm going to pull for my empowerment card.
I love it.
Okay. Because knowing you, and I'm so glad you called in, I know how powerful you are. And I know how awesome your healing abilities are.
But I feel like since I haven't been doing anything for all these, you know, for like, it's been like 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I don't know what to do, where to go. Like, I have so much experience with what I've been through.
Well, you're going to find this interesting, the card you got.
Okay.
You got control your thoughts. A lot of what...
yeah.
Yeah.
But she giggles because she knows.
Your thoughts create your world. You are who you are today and where you are today because of what you thought about yesterday. Take control of your life by controlling your thoughts.
Yeah, that was one of the big lessons I learned. Mm-hmm.
I thought you'd find that interesting that you got that card. It has a very powerful woman on it. Just looks like she's contemplating. I'll send you a picture of it. Since I do know you, if that's okay with you, I'll send you a picture of it. I'd also like
yeah.
to pull a card for you from the Archangel Power Tarot cards.
Okay.
I'm just feeling that they can give you some guidance, too. Because I do...
Now you said you're looking...
I'm feeling... Uh-huh. Go ahead.
So you said you were looking for the direction for your business to go to. Is that what you're...
Like some kind of direction. There's so many different modalities, and I've learned so many of them, and some of them because of what I went through. And I feel like I can be beneficial to a lot of people. I just don't know where, you know, which area to go
mm-hmm.
towards.
Right.
Well,
you're trying to
find
your niche.
Yeah. And I find one powerful way is to, and I know sometimes this is hard for some of us to do, but like just ask, you know, ask people we know. Because I know, Milagros, that you, whenever I've been in a session with you, you really are a great healer. You put me in a really calm, meditative, good place. So to me, that would be one of your strengths if you asked me, if you came to me and asked me. And then, you know, I think that's one way we can find our strengths. I think that's Anna, I mean, correct me if I'm incorrect, but Anna and I became friends in one way, but it's morphed into something much more because of our guests. So, you know,
I feel like everything kind of changed because of what I've been through. So even, like, the way that I feel is different.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really know, like, how to even use that. Or, like, someone told me I should go into shamanism, and then someone else said I should do, like, multidimensional healing. So it's, like, just finding the right thing, and I feel like I don't know which way to go. But I feel like everything that I do now is different than the way I used to do it before.
Which I think
like
is a lot what Anna was saying with the change, you know, that we're going to experience change maybe even in, you know,
and realizing
what our gifts
that
are.
We go through things to experience things, and sometimes we don't, you know, it could be something that we think is, I'm going to use the whole word horrific or not good, and we go through that to be able to understand it and to be that person that holds space for someone perhaps going through something similar or something, just so we have that. And so it will shift you because your way you're holding space for others is shifted because you've shifted as a human being. I mean, you've gone through something, and so there's something there that has created a shift with you. So you're understanding that, your awareness of that. So taking the, if you can now, I don't know, you know, sometimes when things happen to us that it's still fresh and we still have that shock or that trauma or whatever's going on with us, but if you can take that mm-hmm. and flip it on its head and say, what did I glean from that? What's my, and I know this sounds odd, like if you haven't heard radical forgiveness, right? How do we take the good out of it? How do we find a gift in it so that we can move on, so that we can empower ourselves and other people? And that's what this show is about. How do we take that stuff of life and how do we shape it into something that we can white light it and we can ignite ourselves? So when we understand that, like you say, I don't know which way to go, take a look at what happened and say, oh, perhaps I can have all these tools. You don't have to be just one type of healer. You can say, I am a healer. I am a wellness facilitator. I'm going to take this. And so someone's going to come to you and they're going to talk to you about what's going on with them. And you're going to say, I'm going to take this tool and I'm going to use this tool on you. I'm going to, today we were, I had a lunch and we had a conversation and I was talking to someone and we were talking about taking two different modalities and using them together to get a desired result. And it was like, oh my God, that's amazing. So Milagros, it sounds like you do have a lot of modalities and a lot of tools to use. So it's not about niching it down to one, even though a lot of times that's what, you know, they tell us so we can focus on that. But what about saying, I'm a wellness, you know, and somehow, you know, wellness facilitator, and you come to me for specifics, you know, maybe get some details in that. But when someone comes to you and says, I have this going on, maybe you say, okay, we're going to do some EFT. I'm just throwing modalities out there. We're going to do some EFT, and then we're going to do some different types of energy healing, either hands-on or hands-off energy, whatever that is. But you can pick mm-hmm. the tool based on how I feel like, too. And I don't know the whole scenario that's going on, but what I'm feeling is that a lot of folks get really good at one specific thing. Like I have an acupuncturist that's like amazing, but she's a Reiki master and she's a union healing person and she's like all these, she has so many modalities. So I'll go see her and she'll be doing acupuncture, but then she'll run a reunion session. So it's a mixture of things. And so what you want to do is say, you know, what kind of things do you want to focus on? How do you want to help people? And in that helping people, instead of saying, I just need to stick to shamanism, say, I have all these tools in my toolbox. You come to me and I'm going to share. And you can intuit today. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to play the drums. And I'm going to do some sound therapy on you with the drums or a crystal bowl or whatever that is. So mm-hmm. does that make sense? Like, it's like, I feel like yeah. I'm trying to pick one modality, but I think you're more powerful.
Well, no,
I usually
use more than one modality, but this is,
yeah.
Again, this is like all new to me, what I've been through, and I've learned a lot of new things.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's not the modality, it's just where, like, what direction to go to. But go ahead.
The second card, Milagros, was Knight of Raphael. And what that card talks about is do what makes your heart flutter. So I would pay attention to what really, you know, what the show is all about. What really makes me feel like I'm in my power and makes me feel like I'm doing the best service for others.
It's funny that that's the card that pulled up because I just a little while ago before I called,
uh-huh.
I wanted an answer about something, and I knew that I had a yes because my heart fluttered.
There you go.
And then when I got the no, like my stomach just kind of clenched up. So it's just funny that came up. But thank you.
Mhm. So I would just be paying attention to that as you do your sessions or as you go through the day or as you think about your gifts, you know, what really ignites you, what really raises your vibration and makes you feel great.
Okay. Really good advice. I feel
plus,
like a part of me knows those answers too.
Yeah. And thank you for calling in. I hope you call back.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. I'm going to keep going on the callers because we've got a couple
okay.
more hands raised.
Perfect.
I'll try to squeeze in one or two, hopefully one or two of these before we end our show. Hello, area code 251. You're on with Anita and Anna.
Is that me, Five?
This is my four from Alabama.
All right.
Anita Mara.
You.
Hello. We love you too.
Hi, Mara.
Mara needs a card or two.
Oh,
yeah, like, if you tell me it's a tower, if you tell me so there's some more shit coming in, I'm just going to, like, throw the phone.
Okay, well, I'm not there, so it won't hurt. what's your question, Mara? What do you want an answer around?
I mean, I know I'm doing what I need to be doing. Why does it have to be so hard?
Okay, probably because you're saying it's hard and you're thinking it's hard.
No, but it's like there's soul contracts. There's there's a lot of crap.
And again, what are you saying?
It sucks to be me. Five, you can explain it to her later.
You know, it's so powerful to say, you know, there's just so many wonderful, marvelous things coming my way. Miracles come into my life every day. Man,
They come into my life every day. But it's just weird. Like, I seriously signed up for some really hard craft this life.
Okay, wait. Just a brief, Anita. Mara seriously did some major work last year. Some ancestral, kind of cord cutting, if you will. She's been working on that, and so she is just like. She does. I mean, she'll text me and say, you know, this happened to me today, like good stuff, great. And then she'll text me and say, you know, wow, just today has just been really not easy. And I know, you know, I know I'm on the right path. And so just some clarity, maybe.
Clarity is my favorite word.
Well,
clarity is good.
You got three cards. So
I'm a four in a 4 year. I mean,
yeah, well, Spirit wants to talk to you because you got three cards from the angels and ancestors, and it's interesting I picked that because you just said, Anna, that she did some work around that. So,
major ancestral work, yeah.
Yeah, and so the deck I picked was Angels and Ancestors by Kyle Gray, and the first card you got was Shapeshifter. Which it says, take your time developing your gifts and strengths, transform and unveil your gifts. So I just feel like you're going through just a major transformation, which, you know, can be confusing because, you know, it is who you are, but it's not who you used to be.
Right.
So that was your, you know, might be a lot of what you're feeling. And then the next card you got was the Shalom Master, be graceful in movement and action. So that card, which is very interesting, which I do feel for you, is you need to take a much gentler approach to yourself and realize that this is a major, major transformation for you, and be gentle on yourself. And also breathe.
Yeah, breathing's overrated.
Yes. But it says you're being guided to flow like water, and sometimes it's hard to flow like water because we want to flow the way we want to flow. So that's what I'm saying. Just take a gentler approach and just float in the water and say, wow, okay, I'm feeling you, you know, I appreciate you coming. And now I'm sending you into the light. So, you know, again, you're going to be going through a lot of feelings because you're going through a major transformation. So, and then your third card was spring. And guess what that says, Mara?
I don't know.
Embrace the change that is on the horizon.
Yay.
Allow your dreams to become a reality. So your cards are all about change, and that is why this is feeling tough for you. And, you know, change, this is going to be a great change for you, and it's going to bring you into who you really are, and there's going to be a lot of opportunities for financial growth even, but, you know, especially emotional, maybe changes in your friends, you know, who your friends are, because you are going to be different. You're going to be who you were meant to be. And so not everybody's going to understand that.
Nope. But I have my five and my other four, so we're good.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
hopefully
that helped.
Yeah, it just sucks. A four in a 4 year. How much fun is that?
Oh, it could be great fun, my friend. And some really amazing, wonderful things can happen and will happen.
Right.
I know. I'm still looking for the house with the pool. I'm just saying.
All right. Cool. Well, it's coming. You just got to go with the flow so you can flow in the pool.
Exactly. Thank you, guys.
Right.
Sure.
Thank you, Mara. I appreciate you.
All right. I appreciate you too, Five.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Awesome. All right. We're going to squeeze another caller. One more caller in here. Area code 201. Hello. You're on the air with Anita and Anna. Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Hi. No, maybe they've muted us. All right. Well, I'm going to mute them. All right. We've got a minute to talk about decluttering. That's funny. It's like this has been amazing, and I want to just say a shout out to those that are on the line, and there are quite a number of people listening in, and we do appreciate that, and we hope we have helped in some particular way for everyone. And of course, Anita, I appreciate you getting on with it and chatting as well. So
ditto.
I guess we can wind it up. Or do you want to draw one more card for the whole gang here?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
let's do that. Let's do one more.
Okay, and since we're talking about you know, moving into your power, I'm actually going to do another one from Abraham. And, yep, and talking about decluttering, the reason I wanted to just touch on that is that I know I've been doing a lot of that, and I know you've done quite a bit, not maybe because you wanted to, but because of just life circumstances, a lot of decluttering. And what I've found to be true is that not only do I not have to worry about a lot of stuff I don't use anymore, it allows other things to come into my life. So it really mm-hmm. does open up my power and my abundance by letting go of things I don't need, things I don't use.
And that, right.
Yeah.
And that's powerful stuff. That's powerful
mm-hmm.
stuff. That's one thing I realized is that, you know, once I, you know, the house was sold and all the stuff was out and, you know, you either gave it away, sold it, or donated it. It was like there was a
mm-hmm.
there was a sense of relief and the lightness of who I am, and that was really cool. You know,
right.
I do still have stuff. I have stuff in, you know, in storage at my dad's, but nothing like, you know, a whole house full of furniture. It's all, you know, all that
right.
the stuff that
I know
really
you.
Was near and dear to me. Yeah. So,
yeah,
but yeah,
you know,
if
we
you,
both
you too, if you. Yeah, if you can move smoothly
yeah.
through your space, if you can, and that it's an indicator again. The physical way we live is the result of our thinking, and so I want to say that again. The physical way that we live is the result of our thinking, and that goes with everything that we do, and how we live our life every day. How our we a lot of times when we've got that thinking going on, you know, we can be not well in our bodies. And so, yeah, just pay attention to that. Pay attention to your surroundings. Pay attention. And live, I mean, like we said earlier, live with gratitude, live with appreciation. And one step at a time, you know, one step
yep.
at a time.
Well,
yep.
two cards leaped out, and what a great ending. The first card,
okay.
rather than complaining, I will focus on positive aspects. When you focus upon lack and attitude of complaining, you establish a vibrational point of attraction that only gives you access to more thoughts of complaint. And you were just talking about that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Your deliberate effort to tell a new story will establish a new pattern of thought. And that's kind of what Anna and I have been talking about. Just know that it's going to be okay. It's going to be positive. If you know, something is bothering you, whatever, just speak about it in the positive. I'm expecting miracles. Miracles happen in my life every day. Just start your new story. And the simple effort of looking for positive aspects, which is gratitude, whatever you want to call it, will set a new vibrational tone that will begin the immediate attraction of thoughts, people, circumstances and things that are pleasing to you. And interestingly enough, the other one that jumped out is I can give my attention to the positive aspects, things that are coming into your experience in response to your vibration, which is what we talk about. Your vibration is offered because of the thoughts you are thinking, and you can tell by the way you feel what kinds of thoughts you're thinking. Find good feeling thoughts and good feeling manifestations will follow. Make a decision to look for the best feeling aspects of whatever you must give your attention to. And you kind of touched on that by saying, what is the positive that can come out of this situation? And your life will become one of increasingly good feeling aspects. So I thought those were perfect for the end of the show. And that's for everybody,
yeah.
by the way.
Yeah. And you're all a gift, and you're all amazing. I think that's some of the things that we don't hear very often, but it's like every human is so unique and so lovely. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
so good. Thank you, Anita, so much. Thanks,
Thank
everyone,
you.
For listening to Universal Energy Radio's Abundant Power Hour. We hope you liked it. Tell your friends. We'll be on again next week. Check out our website, universalenergyradio.com. And on Facebook, we're facebook.com/universalenergyradio. On Instagram, we're Universal Energy Media. We hope to see you there. We will be posting the shows and the times. And we appreciate your input. We appreciate the conversations, and we thank you so much. Well, thanks again, Nita. And
thank you.
Everybody have a great morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.